J-E-L-L.
The Jell-O Program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson. The orchestra opens a program with Way Down Yonder in Seattle. Cold summer or winter, Jell-O is a mighty grand dessert. Yes, sir, the sun may be shining where you folks live, or it may be snowing outdoors. But snow or sun, you'll discover that there's no finer treat than Jell-O. Jell-O is a dessert that's always good, always suitable to every season. It's a dessert that everybody likes, everywhere, every time. Because Jell-O has such a gay, inviting look, a colorful beauty that's one of its biggest attractions. And you simply can't beat Jell-O for rich, refreshing flavor, a flavor that rivals the juicy, ripe fruit itself. So order Jell-O tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, choosing any or all of Jell-O's six delicious flavors, strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, or lime. Incidentally, strawberry and raspberry Jell-O are now better than ever. Both have a new, improved flavor obtained by using a natural flavor base artificially enhanced. And the result is a truly distinctive goodness. Serve a tempting mold of Jell-O tomorrow. In Seattle, played by the orchestra. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to announce that Jack Benny has not yet returned from his trip to New York City. However, he will be back with us next Sunday, and in the meantime...
No kidding, Don. Ain't Jackson going to be on the show tonight?
No, Phil. He wired me saying he's been delayed in New York. A big business deal's holding him up.
A big business deal?
Yes.
He's probably sitting in a restaurant waiting for the other guy to pick up the check. I know Jack.
No, I'm serious, Mary. He won't be back until tomorrow.
Well, what am I waiting for? Jell-O again. This is Smiling Phil Harris talking. And, folks, here's the hot one. You know, folks, a funny thing happened. A manicurist says to a guy in a barbershop, "Shall I file your nails?" And he says, "No, honey, just throw them away." Ain't that a Lulu?
Now, just a minute, Phil, just a minute. I'm sorry, but you can't be the master of ceremonies tonight. Jack has arranged to have Herbert Marshall take over the show.
You mean Herbert Marshall, that big movie star?
Yes, sir.
Gee, Herbert Marshall. I wish I'd known about this before. My hair's a mess.
Mine, too. I wonder if we'll have time to go to the beauty parlor.
Say, Don, what time is Mr. Marshall getting here?
Well, Rochester went over to pick him up. He should be here any minute.
You know, I'm pretty anxious to get acquainted with that guy. I ain't never met him.
Well, don't say ain't never in front of him. You'll scare him away.
Don't worry now. I can be highbrow. When I put on the dog, you'd think I was graduated from Oxnard.
Oxnard? You mean Oxford.
All right, I got my towns mixed up. But you got nothing to worry about, fellas. I can be just as ritzy as he is.
You don't have to be ritzy, Phil. I've known Bart Marshall for years, and he's a grand person.
Hello, fellas.
Oh, hello, Dennis.
Oh, boy, guess who I just saw out in the hall?
Who?
The big movie star, Hubert Marshall.
Oh. Hubert, you mean Herbert Marshall. You're as bad as Phil.
Oh.
Well, Dennis, why didn't you bring him here with you? Mr. Marshall's taking Jack's place on the program tonight.
Gosh, if I'd have known that, I'd have faked a crumpet.
Hey, Don. Don't you think you ought to go out and get Marshall?
Yeah, don't lose him.
Well, maybe that's him now. Come in.
Pardon me, is this the Jell-O program?
Well, Bart, come right on in. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Herbert Marshall.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm awfully sorry I'm late, Don, but Jack sent his man over in a Maxwell to pick me up. Yes, we had some tire trouble.
Oh, did one of the tires blow out?
One would have been nothing. Sounded like a gangster movie.
I know, Bart. I've ridden in that car. Oh, pardon me. I don't believe you know the other members of our cast. This is Mary Livingston, our leading lady.
Hello, Mr. Marshall.
How do you do, Miss Livingston? I've heard you on the air so often, I feel we're old friends.
Gee.
So, let's not be formal. I'll call you Mary, and you call me Bart.
Gee.
You know, I'm not used to this sort of work. I hope I made good tonight.
You made good with me already.
Well.
And, Bart, this is Dennis Day, our young tenor.
Oh, hello, Dennis.
Hello, Mr. Marshall, if I'm not too excited.
Calm down, Dennis, calm down.
Hey, Don, how about giving me a knockdown?
Oh, yes. Bart, this is Phil Harris, our musical director.
Glad to know you, Mr. Harris.
Put it there, Herbie. What's cooking?
What's cooking?
Yeah, you know, are you jiving? Are you solid? Are you on the beam?
Solid on the beam.
He means, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. The weird fellow, isn't he?
Well, Bart, you'll just have to get used to Phil. Musicians are like that.
Oh, are they? Well, I'm sure we'll all get along beautifully, although it's rather difficult coming in here on such a short notice.
I'm sure Jack appreciates it.
Hey, Herbie, I can't figure this out. Are you pals with Jackson?
Jackson?
He means Jack.
Oh, I see. Oh, yes, yes. No, really, I ought to have an interpreter with this fellow. Well, Phil, no, we're not exactly pals, but I've known Jack for some time.
Did you work in a picture together?
No, I've never had that pleasure.
Well, then, did you meet him at a party or something?
No, ours is more of a business relationship. You see, for years now, Jack has been selling me Christmas cards. Very nice ones, too.
Christmas cards? Holy smoke!
He meets more darn people that way.
Well, let's get on with the program, shall we? I think a musical selection should be in order. You have an orchestra, haven't you, Mr. Harris?
Yeah, them's it.
But them's it?
Yeah, them boys sitting over there is it. What's the matter? Don't you speak English?
Well, frankly, old boy, I'm beginning to wonder. Amazing creature, isn't he?
He certainly is, Bart. Well, what are you going to play, Phil?
Well, it's an original composition written by myself entitled, That's What I Like About the South.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, and I'm going to sing a couple of choruses, too.
I've got a good notion to take Herbert Marshall and go home.
Now, don't you believe her, Herbie. It's going to be a great number.
All right, let's hear it. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we will have a band number by Phil Harris and his Them's Its. Play, Phil.
Alabama, let's go see my dear old mammy. She's frying eggs and broiling hammy. That's what I like about the South. Right there you can make no mistakey. Where your nerves are never shaky. Ought to taste a layer cakey. That's what I like about the South. She's got baked ribs and candied yams. Those sugar-cured Virginia hams. Basement full of those berry jams. And that's what I like about the South. Hot corn, bread, and black-eyed peas. You can eat as much as you please. Cause it's never out of season. That's what I like about the South. Ah, don't take one, have two. They're dark brown and chocolate too. Suits me, they must suit you. Cause that's what I like about the South. Way down where the cane grows tall, down where they say you all walk on in with that southern drawl, cause that's what I like about the South. It's down where they have those pretty queens to keep a dreaming, those dreamy dreams. Let's sip that absinthe to New Orleans. That's what I like about the South. Come old Bob with all the news. Got the box, back coat, and the button shoes. All caught up with his union dues. And that's what I like about the South. Here come old Roy down the street. Woo, can't you hear them scuffling feet? He would rather sleep than eat. And that's what I like about the South. She
He's got ham hocks and butter beans, spare ribs and turnip greens, Mardi Gras in New Orleans, and that's what I like about South.
That's What I Like About the South, played by Phil Harris and his orchestra, with a vocal chorus by Mr. Harris. Did you really write that number, Phil?
Yep, every word of it. Ham hocks and butter beans and backbones and turnip greens. Don't that make your mouth water, Herbie?
Well, yes, it's one of the most appetizing songs I've ever heard. By the way, how did you happen to compose a number like that?
He was hungry.
Very good, Mary.
Oh, now cut that out. No, that wasn't it at all. There's a lot of songs about June and moon and love, so I figured I'd write about food.
Food, huh?
Yeah, just give me a cookbook and a piano and I'm going to town.
That's very interesting. I had no idea you had such a gastronomical outlook.
Gastronomical? Hey, I better write that down. That's a longy.
A longy?
He means a long word.
Oh, but why does he write them down?
He puts them in a scrapbook. He's making his own dictionary.
Yeah, I got over 300 of them, but I forget what they mean.
I see, yeah. He gets more fantastic every minute.
Oh, by the way, Bart, did Jack mention in his wire about our sketch this evening?
Why, no, he didn't. What sketch do you mean?
Well, we were going to do our version of Somerset Maugham's great play, The Letter. You know, the picture you made recently with Betty Davis? And Jack was going to play Herbert Marshall.
Well, that's very flattering.
And I was just wondering, Bart, since Jack isn't here, perhaps you'd be willing to play your part yourself.
Well...
Do you think you can do it, Hubert?
Dennis!
Well, Bart, how about it? Would you like to join the Benny Little Theater Group?
Why, yes, it might be fun. I'll tell you what. Dennis, you sing your song, and then we'll do our version of The Letter.
Oh, why bother? Let's just play post office.
That might be fun, too. But I think we better do The Letter first. Now, you, Mary, you will be my leading lady.
Somebody pinch me. I'm dreaming. Ouch, Dennis!
I'm sorry, Miss Livingston.
Oh, go ahead and sing.
I'll get it. Hello? Oh, just a moment, please. It's for you, Mary, New York calling.
New York? Probably Jack. Hello? Put him on. Oh, hello, Jack. How are you? I know it's long distance, but how much does it cost to say how are you? All right, forget it. Say, Jack, how did your business deal come out? Yeah? Yeah? Yeah?
What about that business deal, Mary?
Alan finally paid the check. What's that, Jack? Yes, he's right here. I'll put him on. He wants to talk to you, Mr. Marshall.
Oh, thank you. Hello. Oh, hello, Jack. How are you? Sorry, old man. I forgot it was long distance. What? No, you don't have to do that at all. No. No, but really, old boy, I don't expect anything. Oh, very well, if you insist. Thanks awfully. Goodbye.
Well, I'll be darned. Is Jackson going to pay you for being on the program tonight?
No, but next year I get my Christmas cards for nothing. Let's have your song, Dennis.
In the gray of December, here or on far distant shore, I've never loved anyone. Away I love you, how could I, when I was born to be just yours. night has music, the sweetest music. It echoes something within my heart. I hold you near me, oh darling, hear me. I have a message I must impart. Cuando se quiere de veras, como te quiero yo a ti. I've never loved anyone the way I love you. How could I, when I was born to be just your?
That was Kira Mamucho, sung by Dennis Day, and a very beautiful number. You know, Dennis, I like the way you sang part of it in English and part in Spanish. That's quite a linguistic feat.
Yeah, linguistic.
And now let's have a go at our sketch, shall we? I'll play the same role I had in the picture, that of Robert Crosby, the rubber planter. And Mary, you'll be my wife, Leslie Crosby. It's a very difficult role.
Let's rehearse a little. Kiss me, darling.
Later, Mary. Now, let's see. We'll need a barrister. Phil, do you think you can handle the part of the lawyer?
Absolutely, old boy. How do you want me to play it? Gastronomical or linguistic?
A little of each. Well, I think that about takes care of the casting.
Say, Mr. Marshall, am I going to be in the play?
Well, in a way, Dennis. You see, you enact the role of the man who's been murdered. But unfortunately, as the story opens, you are already dead.
Oh, no dialogue, eh?
Well, hardly. And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Then I might as well go over in the corner and have a chair.
That's a good idea.
Of course, it'll be more believable if I lay down on the floor.
Very well, you can lie on the floor.
But if I do that, I'll get my new suit wrinkled.
Young man, let's not worry so much, shall we?
Okay, bub.
Good. And now, for our feature attraction this evening, members of the Benny Stock Company and myself will present our version of Warner Brothers' current film achievement, The Letter.
Speaking of the letter, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you of the big red letters on the box. They spell Jell-O, America's favorite gelatin dessert. It is not only economical and easy to make, but comes in 6 delicious flavors, strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, and lime. Fine, if you'll please pardon the interruption.
That's quite all right, Don. I may want to be on the program again some other time, you know. Ladies and gentlemen, The Letter. The locale of our play is Singapore in the Malay Peninsula. Leslie Crosby, a beautiful young Englishwoman, has just been acquitted of the murder of Jeffrey Hammond, her lover.
That's me, folks. I'm just full of holes.
Young man, will you please lie down?
Yes, sir.
Mrs. Crosby's husband, her friends, and even the court believe her to be innocent. However, a very valuable piece of evidence has been withheld. A letter. A letter so condemning that it would have changed the entire course of the trial and sent Leslie Crosby to the gallows.
Hey, Hubert, shall I lay on my face or on my back?
Either one. Her husband has no knowledge of this damning bit of evidence, which is now in the possession of Mrs. Crosby's attorney. As the scene opens, the trial has just ended, and Leslie is being escorted through the crowded courtroom by her attorney.
One side there, thank you. Come into this room, Leslie. I must talk to you.
But my husband...
You can see him later. Come along. Well, Leslie, aren't you going to compliment me on my magnificent plea? I had that jury in the palm of my hand.
You had him drooling, too. All you talked about was ham hocks and butter beans. Some plea.
Well, I got you off, didn't I? Thanks to me, you are now a free woman.
Why shouldn't I be free? I shot Jeffrey Hammond in self-defense.
That's what the public believes. But you murdered him, and you've done it with malice and forethought and all that stuff.
What are you talking about?
Well, just look at this. Look at this letter.
Dear Phil, I waited for you last night until all...
Wrong letter! Yeah, give me that. Now, here's the letter I mean. Do you see it?
Why, that's the letter I wrote to Jeff Hammond.
Precisely.
Oh, fine.
Now, look, do you realize that if this letter had been introduced as evidence, they'd have given you a hemp necklace?
Oh, never mind that. How did you get hold of this letter?
Well, I had to buy it from a blackmailer. He wanted $10,000, but I talked him down to 85 cents.
85 cents? Why, that's all the money my husband had in the world.
Well, that's the best I could do. Here, now take this letter and burn it up. The most terrible thing I've ever read. And if your husband ever sees it, you're going to...
Quiet. Here he comes now.
Oh, yes. Hello, Robert.
Hello, old boy. Ah, Leslie, my love.
Robert, kiss me, my darling.
Oh, my dear, I'm so glad. So glad this terrible ordeal is over.
Kiss me, my darling.
It's been like a horrible nightmare. And now, thank heaven, it's over. At last, we are together again.
Kiss me, my darling.
You'll never know. You'll never know what I've been through. Those nights of torment and loneliness.
Please kiss me, my darling.
Oh, yes, sweetheart.
Hey, Herbert, we got the same technique. Yeah, you're in there. Well, if you'll excuse me, old man, I'll toddle along. This is the most gastronomical day I've ever gone through. Hip, hip.
Oh, Robert. Alone at last.
Yes, alone at last.
Kiss me, my darling.
Take it easy, old girl. We only just got through. Oh, Leslie, I can't tell you how happy I am.
But I've made such a frightful mess of things. How can you love me after what I've done?
But I do love you. Darling, I do.
No, you can't.
Believe me, Leslie, I love you now more than ever. I adore you, Leslie. Here. Rest your head on my shoulder.
Oh, boy, if the girls at the May Company could see me now. Gee.
I've everything planned, Leslie. We're leaving Singapore, leaving it forever.
Yes, we must go away.
I know of a rubber plantation in Sumatra that we can purchase for only 85 cents.
Uh-oh. But there's something I must tell you, Robert. I had to use that 85 cents to buy a letter.
What? You've squandered my life savings on a mere scrap of paper? Leslie, let me see that letter.
I haven't got it.
Don't lie to me. What's that in your hand? Leslie, I must see that letter.
No, I can't show it to you.
Then read it to me.
No, it's too shameful, too horrible.
I don't care. I paid 85 cents for that letter, and I want to know what it says.
You're as bad as Benny. Very well, I'll read it. Dear Jeff, oh, Robert, it's too terrible. I can't continue.
I insist. Read the rest of that letter.
I can't go on with it.
You must.
All right. You might as well know. Dear Jeff, roses are red, violets are blue. I like my husband, but I'm nuts about you. There. Now you know.
So that's it. You were in love with Jeff Hammond.
Yes, Robert, and I still love him. With all my heart and soul, I love the man I killed.
Yeah, killed.
Young man, will you please lie down?
Kiss me, darling. Kiss me.
Please, Mary, please. Play, Phil. Christmas cards or no Christmas cards, I'll never go through this again.
was Keep an Eye on Your Heart, played by the orchestra. And Bart Marshall, on behalf of Jack and every one of us, I want to thank you for coming over here tonight and doing such a swell job of pinch hitting.
No kidding, Herbie. You're terrific.
Terrific? I'll bet anything that means terrific.
Now you're catching on, Bob.
Thanks, Bill. Well, everyone, I've had a grand time here this evening, and it's been fun meeting you all.
Say, Mr. Marshall, you live in Beverly Hills, don't you?
Yes, Mary, I do.
Well, I live out that way myself. Would you mind dropping me off?
Why, no, I'd be glad to.
And on the way home, maybe we could stop at a drive-in for a sandwich.
A drive-in? That's a splendid suggestion.
Of course, I'm pretty hungry. Maybe we ought to go to a restaurant instead.
All right, we'll stop at a restaurant.
Well, I'll phone Ciro's and reserve a table.
Well, we certainly got there in a hurry. Come along, Mary. Well, goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye,
Mary. Ciro, everyone. Oh, by the way, Mary, I'm afraid I'm being rather rude. Do you think I ought to invite the rest of the gang to Ciro's with us?
Nothing doing. You're mine, Bob. Come on.
As the famous poet once said, ladies and gentlemen, a thing of beauty is a joy forever. And believe me, that's a quotation practically made to order for General Foods' new dessert recipe book. This grand book is certainly a thing of beauty. And it's a book that you'll find a joy forever. From cover to cover, it's filled with lovely paintings in the spirit of each month and season. And dozens of dazzling color photographs showing rich, luscious desserts, so vivid and natural looking that you'd almost declare they were real. There are 365 different dessert recipes and suggestions, one for every day in the whole year. Suggestions for shimmering Jell-O treats, as well as for delicious pastries, puddings, cakes, and cookies. And it's as easy to use as 1, 2, 3. The most convenient book you've ever seen. It's easy to get, too. All you have to do is just send 10 cents in coin or stamps to Don Wilson, care of General Foods, Battle Creek, Michigan. I'll repeat the address. Don Wilson, care of General Foods, Battle Creek, Michigan. Send 10 cents for your copy tonight. This is the last number, the 18th program in the current Jell-O series, and we'll be with you again next Sunday night at the same time when Jack will be back with us again. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to announce that this coming week marks the 31st anniversary of the founding of the Boy Scouts of America. May we, on this occasion, wish this great movement continued success. Good night, folks.
Good night, Jack.